Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I was in the little town of Hereford, Texas, right up in the panhandle of Texas. And the way I do my outlines, just so you can see them, I do the scripture references in red and titles and so forth in the blue. And I had had it all laid out there in front of me. And I said, Lord, I've never been here before. And had my outlines. I was at the foot of the bed there and had my outlines. And I said, should I start off with a new birth? Or where? And I started praying in the spirit about it a little bit. Is there victory in the new birth? Well, I said, absolutely. Is there victory in the baptism of the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Yes. Is there victory over death?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. He said, every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory. That's where that came from. I just thought you needed to know. And there's another something I'm going to deal with here. Let's go to the 91st Psalm. I was just praying for a group that are flying out today. The group that's visiting us, and they're going to Tulsa. And it rose up in my spirit, you need to know this. And so, whether I'm doing the flying or not, and for those of you that don't know, I've been flying for a long time. And the insurance company said I'm too old to fly the jets anymore. So I'm back to the piston airplanes, but nevertheless, here's what we do. If I'm in the cockpit, I'll stop. And I begin to pray. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. And they'll bear you up in their hands lest you dash your foot against a stone. And he'll call upon me. I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble and deliver him, and on him with long life I'll satisfy him and show him my salvation. So here's what we do. If I'm in the back, I just lay my hands on the airplane. And somebody said, you have more than one. Let me ask you something. Last year, our 40th anniversary in South Africa. Last year, our 40th anniversary in Europe.
Hallelujah.
Would you like to go get on the airlines and have them fly you to South Africa? By what route? And who's going to be on there with me? Mm-mm. So make a long story. Our board, number of years ago, made a resolution, you know, since I started out flying in the first place, that Gloria and I neither one would ever ride an airliner again. And so, we have an airplane that will do that. And this is the way we pray over it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over this airplane. You could do this when you get on one. I plead the blood of Jesus over this airplane. You get it? I plead the blood of Jesus over this airplane for protection against every evil spirit, every evil person, every evil plan of the devil is bound and stopped and thwarted. Ministering spirits, lift us up in your hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone, and keep us in all of our ways according to the 91st Psalm. I said, We've done it for so many years. I think everybody knows that. I just prayed that and the Lord dropped it into my heart. Share that with everyone. And no, we didn't start out with a whole fleet of airplanes. We started out with a little 1959 Cessna Skylane. And then we traded in for a Cessna 310, which is a multi-engine airplane. And I was preaching in Redding, California. And then came in here to celebrate my birthday. And they brought me the keys to that 59 Skylane. There was a couple in Bill Johnson's church. They were there the day I preached there. That wound up with that airplane. I traded that airplane off. And traded it for a Cessna 310 and forgot about it. And it's back home. And it is in our hangar now. Being completely restored. And let's see. Yeah, that's it. But it won't be that color. There it is now. No, it's way beyond that now. Keep going. No, that's when they were loading it up to haul it out. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Now, there it is in our hangar. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going. There's the propeller. Keep going, keep going.
That's all we got.
Oh, you're way behind. The nose yoke where the... There it is. So now you know, Kelly and John, when we got that airplane. And I took them riding in it and we got out and John said, "Stop! You're leaving my airplane out here." Anyway, I wanted you to know those things so that when you fly, when you're in traffic, you sit down in your car, you pick up like I drive. This truck will bump nobody and nobody will bump it. I got that from Billy Brim. Bleed the blood over it. Amen. Lord, we thank you and praise you for these good things. Now, with a long life, I'll satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, let's go back where we were. In the book of Genesis once again. Thank you, Jesus. And the 17th chapter. Because there's some more things there to see. Abram was 90 years old and 9. "I'll make my covenant between me and thee and multiply you exceedingly." Abram fell on his face and God talked with him saying, "As for me." You see that? "As for me." You don't have to do this. "As for me, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name be any more called Abram. Your name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee." Now I want to stop right there. That is the first record of a covenant name change. Friday, April the 13th, 1962. Gloria Jean Neese became Gloria Jean Copeland. Now, I have heard of things, nuptial agreements, and da-dee-da-dee-da. I don't have time to go into that. That's no covenant. Well, you can figure out what it is. Verse 9. Thou shalt keep my covenant before you and your seed after you in their generation. This is my covenant. This is a blood thing. This is my blood covenant. You shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. In that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you every man child in your generation that is born of your house. He that is born in your house, bought with your money, needs to be circumcised. My covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. The uncircumcised child whose flesh is his foreskin is not circumcised. That soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. And God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, the wife, no, her name changed too. Her name is Sarah. And I will bless her and give you a son of her. And I will bless her. She shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Abraham. Now, see. Now, this seems real simple to us. But I come up to you, I'm 88 years old. Oh, let's say I'm 98 years old. How y'all are? Mm-hmm. My name is Kenneth, father of many nations.
Hallelujah.
They're saying, huh? This old man done lost his mind. And you know how old Mama is? She's still some kind of good looking, but she's like, whoa, no. I wanted to point that out to you. So what does Scripture say? Mm-hmm. And Abraham went and did.
Yep. Yes.
Ow.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I know you said do this, but okay, I'm fully persuaded. Okay. Oh, dear God. Don't come. Just forget, I'm not going any further. So what is really, he just really said, he just turned around to her and said, old woman, you don't count. Old man, I don't count. The only thing that counts is what El Shaddai said.
Amen.
And we will do it according to his word.
Amen.
That's what I want you to see right there. As for me, you didn't have to do it. Right here. Before the 18th chapter. Right there. Started a war that is still being fought today. It's easy to see. What about Ishmael? Oh, what about him? Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, here's an explanation point, brother. And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful, multiply him exceedingly. 20 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac. Didn't say a thing in the world about a covenant with him. As far as I'm going to go with that. But that needs to be learned. So, his life changed that day. Began that day. And what happened that day is still affecting this entire planet. It's amazing to me. The soldier's psalm, Psalm 91. The soldier's promise, Numbers 32:20. And it just kills PTSD. In Numbers 32:20. Go ahead and put that up there on the screen so that everyone can see that. And Moses said unto them, if you will do this thing, if you will go armed before the Lord to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord until he hath driven out his enemies from before him, and the land shall be subdued before the Lord, then afterward you shall return. You shall return and be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel. And this land shall be a possession before the Lord. You'll be guilty. No. You will not be found guilty. My father-in-law, school teacher from Center Point, Arkansas. And, I mean, to me, just the sweetest man you ever knew. And I have a picture of him. Right there. There he is in his uniform. Now, I want you to notice something. Blue for infantry, three rockers up, three rockers down, diamond in the middle, that's sergeant major, 4 years in combat, United States Army. On their other side, a big red one, 1st Infantry Division. All the way from the invasion, all the way North Africa against Rommel, the whole North African campaign, all the way through the Battle of the Ardennes or the Battle of the Bulge, and came home. Nobody knew what PTSD was until they figured it out on the Vietnamese War. Well, I mean, I could tell it, but I didn't know how to minister to him about it. But all of a sudden, he'd begin drinking, and he'd just lock himself up. And while he was drinking, he'd do things that he didn't know he did. He's fighting these battles again. He's killing people. Are you kidding me? I mean, carrying that M1, I carried one. The thing weighs 9.5 pounds without the bayonet on it. And you don't get that diamond in the middle. They didn't call him niece. They called him top. Some commander come down, they'd say, hey, top, come over here. Well, what does that have to do with it? Everything it has to do with this. Hey, top, come on over here. I need your help. Now, the close of this, Mardair didn't remarry. He did. And his wife was a member. Now, I'm going to tell you that faithfulness of Elder Shaddai. Yes. And he had a heart attack. They rushed him to the Nashville hospital and found that wasn't going to do. So to Texarkana he went. And he's so good to me. And I won't go through all that story again. But anyway, yeah, it's on account of him I met Gloria. But pastor of the First Baptist Church class in Nashville, Arkansas. And his second wife was a member. Thank God he married her. He said, Copeland, he said, I waited until I knew there was no more effect at all from the bypass surgery that they did on him. And he said he was up feeling good. And he said, I led him down the Roman road. Led him down that Roman road. He said, I got him born again. And I want to hear this. Raymond, babe, niece, never took another drink. And he went out at 77 years old, a war hero. My God. Give the Lord a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Abram's life changed that day drastically. So, and it said he was fully persuaded. And I am fully persuaded that we're out of time. Hallelujah. We'll be back in just a moment.
This isn't just a school. It's the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
The earth began in darkness with the Holy Spirit moving upon the face of the water until one thing changed. God spoke, and His faith-filled words lit up the universe and formed all of creation. He put that same overcoming, creative power inside of you. Get Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching, Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death, and find out how to use your God-given faith to release light over any darkness you face. Whether you need healing, direction, peace, or finances, learn to access everything God's kingdom offers to be yours here and now. Your very salvation in Christ started by confessing what you believe about Jesus as your Savior. Now all of your life of faith works the same way. No matter what's going on in the world around you, when you get God's Word into your heart, everything changes. Your faith-filled words will dominate sin and death every time. Request your free digital download of Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death by Kenneth Copeland. Develop faith in your inner man, speak God's word, and receive the promises He has for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special to download your free audio file today. This offer is good for 60 days.
People will always tell you can't do it. Do these three things and you'll always be successful. Number one, find out the will of God. Number two, confer no longer with flesh and blood. Number three, get your job done at all costs. Finding out the will of God, that's when you get the vision.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, Keith Butler, and Reba Rambo, April 3rd through the 5th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. In a world that is lost and without hope, Jesus made a way for you to be saved, healed, and blessed. God's heart for you is revealed in His Word. He wants to fill you with all joy and peace that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. His best for you includes being renewed in your strength, soaring on wings like eagles, where you run and you are not growing weary and you walk and not faint. The riches and glory of Christ are for you. All you have to do to receive that assurance is invite Jesus Christ, the hope of glory, to come into your heart and make Him the Lord of your life. Will you pray this prayer with me? Lord God, I believe You gave Your life for my sins. I confess that I'm a sinner. And right now I receive Your forgiveness. I believe from my heart that You were raised from the dead for me. I choose to declare You as my Lord and my Savior. I reject sin and death over my life. I receive every good thing from my Father. I'm no longer a sinner. I'm born again. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to the family of God. Today begins your new life in Christ. You have an agreement with God that is filled with exceeding great and precious promises, and every one of them belongs to you. So, to help you learn more, Kenneth Copeland Ministry has a gift to send you called the Salvation Package. There's a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called He Did It All For You. And as you read through the book, you'll learn more about the Holy Spirit, who is your comforter, helper, and strengthener. And you'll find out how you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and pray in the Spirit every day. Be sure to get your free copy today on kcm.org. This is the day that the Lord has made for you to be blessed, and we believe God for you. Amen.
So glad you could be with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.